And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 13th of July, 2011. The birthday of screenwriter and director Cameron Crowe, born Palm Springs, California, 1957. Wrote for Rolling Stone for a time, and then went undercover as a high school student for a writing project, turned the experience into a book, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which he then adapted into a screenplay for the film. And then in 2000, he took his own life story, and instead of writing a memoir, he made the movie Almost Famous, came out in 2000. It was on this day, 1798, William Wordsworth began to write his poem Lines, composed a few miles above Tintern Abbey, a poem that we simply know as Tintern Abbey, in which Wordsworth wrote, "These beauteous forms, through a long absence, have not been to me as is a landscape to a blind man's eye, but oft in lonely rooms and mid the din of towns and cities, I have owed to them, in hours of weariness, sensations sweet, felt in the blood and felt along the heart, and passing even into my purer mind with tranquil restoration, feelings of unremembered pleasure, unremembered acts of kindness and of love." Wordsworth said he began the poem on leaving Tintern Abbey and crossing the River Wye. He wrote it in his head and then wrote it down when he reached Bristol and didn't change a line. And it's the birthday of the poet who said, "I found my poems in the fields and only wrote them down." John Clare, born in Helpston, England, 1793. He grew up poor, he was a farm laborer, started writing poems as a young boy, and then came out with the book Poems Descriptive of Rural Life and Scenery in 1820, which was a sensation, an uneducated man writing poetry. He became famous as the Northamptonshire peasant poet. John Clare, who suffered from depression, alcoholism, at last was confined to an insane asylum where he spent the last 25 years of his life and where he wrote some of his greatest poems. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear, entitled Joy. "Today I sit on the sun porch with my body, just the two of us for a change, the flu having left me for someone else. I'm thinking about how good it is to have been sick, to have been turned inside out. Until we are sick, says Keats, we understand not. And for 4 or 5 days I understood, fully and completely. There was absolutely no ambiguity, no misunderstandings of any sort whatsoever. For a while, I thought I'd never get better. I'd be that sick eagle staring at the sky on a permanent basis. But we're living in the age of miracles. Another jetliner smacked into New York, only this time nobody got hurt. A black guy thoroughly fumigated the White House. And this morning, I woke up feeling like a little French village the Nazis suddenly decided to pull out of after a particularly cruel occupation. The baker has come back to his store, and everything smells like warm baguettes. The children are playing in the schoolyard. The piano bars along the river have thrown open their doors. And here you are with coffee and an open blouse and two cool breasts from the land of joy." A poem by George Bilgear, Joy, from The White Museum, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.